Good day, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast today. Today is July 5th, 2024. And what are we investigating today? We are really investigating a subject that is exclusively for men today as we talk about the weight upon a man's shoulders. And of course, a lot of men do not accept the responsibility of the weight that you should be carrying. But anyway, for those of us who still believe that a man has a certain place in society and that there are certain expectations of us as a society for our males, we carry that burden. I'm not saying we carry it totally alone, but a lot of times we feel that way. And what can we do about it? So if you were deciding today that you were going to start a bodybuilding program or just a strength program or an exercise program in general, probably most trainers would recommend to you, I mean, if you're just like an average health, average size and everything else, you're not extremely obese, but you're not Arnold Schwarzenegger either, okay? You're just kind of an average guy. You've decided that you want to get in better shape and you want to build your endurance, increase your strength. So there would be, if you were going to a personal trainer, they would obviously, if your goal was to build muscle and to build strength, they would give you a plan for that. Now, if you wanted to lose weight or you wanted to do something else, then probably the plan would be different. But let's just say you're wanting to increase your ability to your strength, your muscle mass, and your ability to carry a load or pick a load up. That trainer most likely, if you haven't been in a program and maybe you have in the past, but it's been many years since you have, that trainer would probably recommend to you, unless you have a physical ailment of some kind, that you probably should be able to lift 50% of your body weight. Now, whether they would really start you out, I guess there would be other factors involved, but let's just say on average, you would be expected to be able to burden half of your body weight. Well, so say you're 200 pounds. So that means you should be able to lift, bench, whatever, 100 pounds. And maybe you could. Maybe it's not a problem. Maybe you have some natural upper body strength, and so you, as a man, and so, you know, it's not a great big deal, but it's a place to start building upon what you have and increase the ability to carry more of a load. So let's say you do 5 sets, whatever. Maybe you're really energetic and you can do more. And on your first day in a gym, maybe you spend an hour there taking your sets and lifting 100 pounds. Or maybe you started at 50, went to 75, and then 100 and did your sets, et cetera, et cetera. Taking a little bit of a reprieve in between the sets. And then obviously, you know, going on about your other business for the day. So maybe you've decided to set up a 3-day-a-week training program or 4-day-a-week training program. So you're going to go in every morning or evening, whenever you lift, and you're going to go in and you're going to be expected to at least lift half of your body weight. And the goal is to increase. So you go in and, you know, you lift 100 pounds and, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks you might get up to 110 pounds, but you're taking breaks in between, right? And you're getting relief from it. You're not carrying that 100 extra pounds on your shoulders every day. Well, now there's the physical aspect of it. Now let's talk about the spiritual and the mental aspect of this. So men generally, like I said, we feel like we have to carry the weight of everything on us. Now, that's not to say that we don't have a wife. you know, the man-woman relationship, husband-wife relationship, because that is the only relationship in the marriage covenant, especially, is the man-woman, male-female. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no wondering if I'm a male, no wondering if I'm female, no wondering if I'm supposed to be the husband, no wondering if I'm supposed to be the wife. It's very well clarified, not only in the Bible, but for many years now, well, since the inception of men, or since the inception of humanity, it's been that way as the standard norm. There's always been other perverted stance all throughout history, but this is the normal stance. So here we are. You get up every morning and you know you have certain obligations. And if any younger men, if you're listening to me, let me make something clear. That doesn't subside as you age and get older. As a matter of fact, in some circumstances, it may be even more of a burden on you to carry additional weight. But you've got a weight to carry. You've got a weight to carry about the standard design of God's order of things. You've got an additional weight to carry as an expectation. If you're married to a woman, as you should be, if you're married, and she is not a liberal freak of a woman, whether you talk about it or not, a lot, she is going to have certain expectations of you as her husband, and she should. Now, sometimes the expectations are unrealistic. And that's where, as a man, you have to readjust and have the proper conversations. And now I'm not talking about helpless women. The one thing that I just irritates me to no end is a woman who acts like she's helpless. Women are not helpless. I do not even begin to pretend to say that I think women are helpless. My wife is not helpless. My wife is exactly what God told her to be, and that is my helpmate. She is my partner in this life, and we came together under a covenant agreement. However, she has expectations of me as her husband and the head of the household based on what God has designed for it to be. Now, maybe sometimes she can ask too much of me without realizing that she does. And that's where we have to have conversations and communicate when there's something that's out of order, because you can only carry so much burden. So let's go back to the 100 pounds that you lift for an hour. And then you put them down, you go about your day. But let's say we're going to carry that 100 pounds extra. We're already carrying our body weight, okay? And we're already carrying the weight of the job, the ministry, you know, the kids, the grandchildren, society in general, concern in uncertain times. If you're not concerned in 2024, I'm not sure what drug you're on, but you're on a good one, okay? And I don't mean good. It's bad. You're on something high-powered if you don't have a concern living in 2024. If you don't have a concern for your family, you see, for most men, most family men, most men who are walking in the divine order of what God created a man to do, his number one concern is not so much of himself, but of his family and of his community. So let's say as a man, though, we're carrying that extra 100 pounds, not an hour a day or every other day, but every single day of our life. We're carrying that extra 100 pounds on our shoulders, We're going to work with it. We're coming home with it. And we're going to bed at night and trying to sleep with it. But we have those sleepless, restless nights, don't we, men? So that same 100 pounds, that if you utilize the burden of that 100 pounds correctly in your weightlifting and your bodybuilding, you would eventually get to the point you could burden 200 pounds or 300 pounds or who knows, 400 pounds. Could double your weight for those temporary settings, and it would make you even feel better. But no, that 100 pounds that we carry around spiritually and in our soul, extra 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, what does that 100 pounds do? Instead of building us up, it does what? It tears us down. We get to the point we feel there's no hope. We feel there is nobody listening. We feel that we can't do enough or we have not done enough. We get our bodies and our spirit man gets worn down. Our soul gets wearied and troubled. We don't sleep. Then we eat the wrong things. I mean, everything in life, my friends, is connected. You are a spirit. You have a body and you have the intellect, the soul, the emotion. And all three are affected. When your spirit man is weak and effective, and when your soul is vexed and troubled, your body is going to respond to that, sometimes in disease, sometimes in fatigue, sometimes in depression. You see, most men refuse to admit they're depressed or fatigued. It's just something we refuse to accept or admit, because we feel like we're letting somebody down, or we feel like that's not manly to say that we're in trouble and we need help. I can promise you everybody needs help. Now, for those of you that are Christian and you go to a church on a regular basis, you will probably hear sometimes from the pulpit, you might hear something like this. Well, if you're troubled, cast all your cares on Jesus. He said to cast all of those cares on him. And I've preached that sermon too in the past. But here's the problem. Out of all the sermons I've heard about casting my cares on Jesus as a man, I've never really heard anybody explain exactly how to do that. Now, some of you Bible scholars out there today, you say, well, English, that's simple. You do it by faith. Well, how do I then, if I do it by faith, then how is that vehicle of faith, how does that work in casting my cares on him? Then you might tell me, well, you just trust him. Okay, I trust him, but I still go to bed with my soul vexed, my heart hurting, my shoulders hurting from the extra weight I've carried around all day. Then I do the sleepless night and I get up the same next morning, trusting Jesus as my pastor told me to do, or the Bible teacher, or the TV evangelist, or the book that I bought. But I'm still vexed and I'm still burdened with that extra weight I'm carrying around that's tearing me down, spirit, soul, and body. So what do I do? As a man, what do I do? Generally speaking, I just internalize it. In other words, I suck it up, buttercup. And then I walk through my life just simply trying to exist and do the best I can, instead of being able to do all that I can. I did a podcast not too long ago about climbing the mountain. And so many people, their only goal is to reach the top of the mountain, which is impossible to do in this life for a man. But you still got the journey, and there's still certain things we can do to actually enjoy the journey. And as much as we love our wives or if you're in an engaged relationship or just in a dating relationship, as much as you enjoy the company of that female, as much as you enjoy having a life with your wife, there's still certain things that a man will never feel like he has liberty to speak to. No matter how close your relationship is with your wife, there are certain things that you will never feel like you have total liberty to speak about to a female. And, you know, quite frankly, I think it's supposed to be that way. So what do we do? What do we do? We would like to go tell our friends, hey, man, this thing's bothering me, or I'm having a problem with temptation. I'm having a problem with sin. I'm having a problem with just being productive in life. I'm having a problem focusing. On and on and on. It could be something from a very serious standpoint to something that's really minute, but we've let it become a big deal to us. And why have we done that? Well, really because we don't have the proper fellowship. We do. If you are a Christian. Now, if you're not a Christian, and I'm not talking about somebody that goes to church 365 days a year. But if you don't accept the fact of a preeminent God, a greater being than you, and we Christians, we call him Jesus, our Savior, then if you're not going to trust God at all and believe in God at all, then when you get in this position that you feel like you are carrying much more weight than you have the ability to carry through this life, your only choice is truthfully to seek out secular counseling. Now, there's good secular counseling. Excuse me. There's bad secular counseling. And I don't necessarily say secular counseling is like the cat's meow either. I'm just saying there are good aspects of it, but there's some really bad aspects of it. Men need to have somebody that they know they can depend on. So in other words, if something's bothering me and I've got a male friend, and I feel like he could have some advice, or he's been through the same thing I'm going through, and I go to him, I've got this thought, can I trust this guy with the most sensitive parts of my life, whether it be body, soul, or spirit? Or is he going to go around and tell somebody? Is he going to tell his wife? Well, you wouldn't believe what English came and told me today. Now, don't you tell anybody, honey. Now, I'm not trying to degrade women, but that's not going to happen. And you know why? It's not because that woman may have, that wife may have a bad intention, but because women are more emotionally in tune to things than men are. And when you burden your wife with another man's burden, that's going to affect her heart. And about the only way she can deal with that burden then that you've placed on her is to either tell another female or come back to that man and tell him, thinking she can help him. And the next thing you know, what happens? The next thing you know, you've got an affair going on. Now, men have to be able to trust men. You have to be able to trust your closest men that they're not going to come and try to have an affair with your wife, or they're not going to, or your wife's going to go have an affair with them, et cetera, et cetera, or that it's going to get out in the community. Hey, this guy's dealing with this problem. Can you believe it? I always thought he was so strong, or not, or I always thought he was so holy or righteous, or I thought he was so smart. No, we, my brothers, we are all in the same boat. Paul the Apostle said he was in the same boat as we are. He spoke of his troubles in the flesh. Pretty much every man that you see used from the old covenant to the new covenant, with the exception of Christ himself, fell to sin, fell in sin, to sin, fell to their temptations, or failed to meet the standard of what was expected. Every single one of them, just to, there may be a few exceptions, but not many, except for Christ. So what we have to do, men, is understand this. You need those relationships that you can go to your brethren and say, and not be embarrassed about whatever the situation is, and know that you have their confidence, that it won't, when you say, I ask you not to take this any further, that includes your wife, that includes your pastor. Don't, if you've got a brother that comes and tells you a deep, serious issue that's burdening them down, they got all this extra weight on their shoulders, because we do. The Bible makes it clear it's up to a man to provide for his family. No ifs, no ands, and no buts about it. Sorry, Buttercup. It's your responsibility. Not saying your wife can't help you, but it's your responsibility, Buttercup. Quit going home and trying to suck on your mommy's breast when you're 30 years old and supposed to be taking, producing your own substance and milk for your family. Okay? Brethren, when a man comes to you and he's got a situation and he's troubled about it, and it's maybe something that's just totally embarrassing to him, he's got to know he can trust you. If he can't trust you, his brother, if, again, I'm speaking, if we are Christians, if he can't speak to you, his brother in Christ, and trust you, I want to ask you something. How do you expect him to trust Christ then? If you say you are in Christ and you are in the image of Christ, but yet you are no different than the world or even Satan himself, then how can you turn around and tell him, well, brother, you just got to trust Christ? And then you go out and prove to him that he wasn't able to trust you. Yes, brethren, it is a heavy burden to be a man, no matter how much the liberal left-leaning women want to tell you you're useless, no matter how much women and women with a Jezebel spirit want to tell you and emasculate you. And that is an obvious sign of a Jezebel environment. And if you haven't studied scripture, then you won't know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going to take the time this morning on this one. But a classic indicator that a man is in a Jezebel environment, if his woman is always trying to take his manhood away from him. And when I speak of your manhood, I'm not talking about sexual relations, although that could be part of it. I'm talking about your responsibility to lead and guide your family, provide for them. And when a woman can never look at her husband and say, well done, there's something wrong. Now, maybe, man, maybe you're just a slug. Maybe you bought into all the emasculation in the recent 40 years, especially in American society. Maybe you've just, I don't know, maybe you like it. Maybe you like being a little sissy and worthless. Maybe you like it. If you are, if that's you, I don't know what to do to help you. But if you're that man that's gotten beaten down and the weight of life is just carrying you to your grave, you got to stop. You got to rethink and you got to repurpose. You know, if I tear something down, like construction wise, and I've got some leftover lumber that's still in good shape, and I will store it up. And I said, well, I may be able to repurpose this piece of wood. It still has value to me. You might say, well, no, you're just tightwad. No, if I see value in something, I want to hang on to it. And I want to reuse it for its design, whatever that is. You got to stop, reevaluate, and repurpose your life sometimes. And you've got to make some adjustments, but you need help. You need brethren. You don't need other women to talk to. You don't need to be talking to the women at your workplace about your burdens, people. You women or men, either one. You don't need to be doing that. It's going to lead to other problems. Most folks can't afford too much mental health counseling. And we really shouldn't have to. We should have brethren. Brethren. Even if you're not saved, you know what? You don't have to be a Christian to be a confidant and be a friend of mine. You don't have to be. You still have morality and you still have standards, whether you're a Christian or not. Matter of fact, a lot of Christians have shown, and a lot of pulpits have shown, they have no integrity whatsoever. And when I have, as a businessman, when I have somebody come up and they know that I'm a man of faith, and the first thing they tell me, oh, I'm a Christian, you know what goes up? The red flag. Because it's been proven to me too many times, I can't really trust that man. That man can't come up and tell me who he is man to man and convince me he's the kind of person I want to do business with. His faith doesn't matter a bit to me. Not a bit. So I'm encouraging you. If you're looking at this podcast in video form, you see an email up there on this one that says team1virginia@gmail.com, and Virginia spelled completely out. Team1Virginia@gmail.com. How about you emailing me and let's get together? We can get together through video, through Zoom, da da da. We can get together through email. If you're in my local area in Montgomery County, Virginia, I've got a training school that I train security people in. I've got a three-room suite and a training room that I can get multiple men in. We can get together and we can talk about things in confidence and we can fellowship. But I need somebody else to be in that with me. So I'm putting the call out today. Share this podcast. And like I said, you don't have to be in Montgomery County, Virginia. You can be on the other side of the world, and we can still connect now with modern technology, right? That's how we're connecting now. You're watching this video or listening to this podcast. Let's do this thing. Things aren't getting better, but we can still navigate the troubled waters. Any sailor worth his salt is going to be able to navigate troubled waters. It's not any problem to navigate the smooth seas. It's the troubled seas that give a sailor his fit. So let's get together and let's be fit for what we need to do in life, no matter what context we're doing it in. Let's get together and do that. Team1Virginia@gmail.com. Email me. I'll see you next time.